Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 4th of January. Rather overloaded in terms of contenders for today's Bulletin Board Heroes, but try to whittle it down to the following stocks. First one is 88 Energy, where we're just breaking post-September resistance around the half a pence level. The view is that while we're above the floor of the rising trend channel from July at 0.4 pence, looking for a target over the next month or two up towards the July resistance line projection, currently promising a target as high as a penny. So just watch out for an end of day close through 0.5 pence early this week to give us hopefully a target near 1 pence by the end of next month. A stock which doesn't have too much charting furniture on it at the moment is Helium One, but made a good start in terms of the beginning of 2021, just breaking to new highs, at least intraday highs are above 8 pence, and end of day close above 8 pence should be enough to get the shares on a journey towards the top of that rising trend channel in place since the stock came to market, hopefully as high as 14 pence by the end of next month. Stop loss at the moment back below 6 pence on an end of day close. That's been sort of the December support area intraday for the stock. Onto a stock which has been a bit of a slow burn, but is starting to accelerate, and that's i3 Energy. The reason for the inclusion today really is the break of the 200-day moving average at 5.65 pence. So looking for an end of day and an end of week close above that particular feature. I think we have been above the 200-day moving average for months, perhaps a year or more. So that is quite a big breakthrough for the shares. Initial target here up to the September price channel there at 6.5 pence, hopefully by the end of this month. And then on a 2 to 3 month time frame basis, looking for the top of the June rising trend channel, currently pointing up towards 10.5 pence, as I said, hopefully over the next 1 to 2 months. Onto a stock which is has relatively little charting furniture as well. That's Mode Global, only floated quite recently, but starting to get on some momentum and with the move in sympathy with the rise in Bitcoin. So here we've broken a line of resistance from October and the 50-day moving average at 44 pence. So while we're above the 50-day line on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards a October resistance line projection, currently promising a target as high as 60 pence. In fact, that target could be a bit higher towards 65, but at the moment looking for 60 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Another new contender for the stock market, or to the stock market, is Mustang Energy. Here we've got the shares breaking a line of resistance that's been in place since the middle of last month, also gapping higher as well, which shows a bit of a momentum building for the stock. And the view is that while we're above the recent December support line at 12 pence, we could hit the top of a rising trend channel from November, currently promising a target as high as 30 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. So the higher highs and lows that we've had since the stock came to market looking quite encouraging, especially with the break of last month's resistance at 18 pence, which will hopefully come sometime during this week. Moving on to a stock which has been bumping along the bottom for quite some time, hoping that this will be the year that Oracle Power finally gets its fundamental and technical skates on. Here we've got a situation where we've got a broadening triangle, top of the triangle pointing towards 1.1 pence, the floor of the triangle at around a half a penny, waiting for a decent weekly close above the 50-day moving average at 0.59 pence to break the downtrend that there's been in the shares since June. But the longer we remain above 0.5, the more encouraging this situation starts to become. But basically above 0.5, hoping for a target through 1.1 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. Moving on to another new stock for the stock market, Pineapple Power. Here we've got a very interesting looking situation, which I'm going to put into the hourly chart on this particular situation. Here we've got the shares in a rising trend channel, which is basically had the buy signal here was the break of 4.5 pence, which was initial resistance. And the view here is that at least while we're above the floor of the channel, we can head up towards the 8 or 9 pence level. The floor of the channel currently around the 5 pence level. So above 5 pence, looking for up to 9 pence over the next month or so for Pineapple Power. Only really back below 4.5, really delaying the upside scenario there. Stock which is rather more easy to work out at the moment is Pires. And back to the daily chart here, you can see that shares have broken the top of the rising trend channel that we had on the daily chart from May, top of the channel there around 6.8 pence. The view now is that while we're above 6.8 and that broken May resistance line, we should head up towards as high as 10 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of this month. So that gives it a few weeks to get there. Remote monitored systems, the controversy seems to have died down, and with it, the share seems to have rebounded quite well. The situation here was that we bounced off an uptrend line as expected from October. That had its base around the 1.1, 1.2 pence level. And while we're above 1.2 pence and that support line there from October, initial target here towards that November resistance line and the 50-day moving average around the 2.25 pence level. Added momentum should come in if the shares can get an RSI back above neutral 50 versus 48 at the moment. On to one of today's biggest risers, which is Tiger. Here we can see that stock gapping up quite nicely. We've got all the near-term moving averages rising too. So really it's just a matter of trying to work out what the trajectory of the stock may be over the next month or so. Looking towards the 1 pence level, which is the ceiling of a rising trend channel from June. And 1 pence valid while we hold above the 0.4 pence area, which is the bottom of the latest gap to the upside. So hopefully we could see a penny as soon as the end of next month, and with a bit of luck even by the end of this month. Another new entrant from the stock market is Tirupati. Had a great start versus the 45 pence float price. Current situation is that we're consolidated well, and basically we're in a rising trend channel, which is hopefully heading towards the 85 to 90 pence area. Rising trend channel looks to be of that trajectory. So basically, while we're above the 60 pence zone, looking forward hopefully to 85 or 90 pence over the next month or two, ideally by the end of February. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close or a weekly close above 70 pence before targeting towards 90 pence. Just a couple of stocks to go today. Tiziana is the first with its news, positive news that it's had. Decent bumping along the bottom for the stock over recent weeks, and in fact the last couple of months. And it looks as though we've got the initial target here at £1.13, which is the rising 200-day moving average. After that, probably up towards the 140 or 150 area, which is the top of a rising trend channel from November. Upside valid while we hold above the 20-day moving average and the floor of the November trend channel. And 140, ideally, that would be hit by the end of next month. Finishing off with a mining play, one which is in recovery mode at the moment, recovering quite strongly. We had a triangle break, narrow triangle break from September through 1.6 pence last week. And the view is that while we were above 1.6 pence, we could hit the top of a rising trend channel from May up to 3 pence. And hopefully that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.